With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so football field stuff. Michigan and Iowa, you and I have talked about sort of the intangibles, which is, you got to somehow, might not meet the emotional peak of last weekend, but you can't let last weekend impact this weekend in that you peaked and the natural letdown. And your other point is a valid one. Flu has been a problem around college campuses. Iowa's not a team that can operate from behind the chains. Like their offense, one of their problems offensively is they don't have a lot of weapons in the pass game. It's not very good. Spencer Petras will be back at quarterback. Alex Padilla filled in the last couple of weeks. He finished that Nebraska game. But
he was definitely a difference maker.
Iowa is the worst team in the Big Ten in tackles for loss allowed. And if you look at tackles for loss and sacks allowed, they're right there with Penn State. And if you remember the Michigan-Penn State game, Michigan lived in the backfield. Clifford made things happen with his feet because he is very elusive. Petras isn't quite that. So, Michigan wants to get him in second and 11, third and 8, get him behind the chains, get him in bad down and distance situations. Offensively, Iowa feasts off takeaways. They've given their offense short field. They have 28 takeaways. That's the most of any Power 5 team. They have been incredibly opportunistic. Their secondary has 3 first and second team all Big Ten performers. They have 7 guys off the defense. They got all Big Ten mentioned, first, second, third team, or honorable mention. They have an exceptionally good defense. They're the second best run defense. Remember Michigan versus Wisconsin for Michigan fans. Michigan ran for over 100 yards, but they took like 30 carries to do it.
And running for over 100 is nothing in college.
It's nothing. No,
you want to impress people, you run for over 200, which is what Michigan does. They run for 225 yards a game, but Iowa gives up 106 per game. Just so in contrast, people understand, if you like Michigan's defense, which you should, Michigan's defense allows 123 yards per game. Now, in fairness, though, I also would say this. I think Michigan has faced some pretty good running backs where maybe Iowa hasn't faced the same caliber. A lot of those numbers, maybe that's skewed a bit because of what Kenneth Walker was able to do.
Yeah.
But Trayvon Henderson didn't exactly run wild against Michigan.
No, they held Ohio State to 64 yards rushing.
And Goodson's a good running back for Iowa. He had over 1,000 yards this year, over 1,100 yards this year, almost 5 yards a carry. But he's not spectacular in any way. So you look at that, and that's a matchup, right?
Yep.
Can you stop the rushing? And if Iowa's defense is really good against the run, Michigan is really good running the ball. If Iowa's able to stop Michigan from running early, I would look for this. Don't stop trying to run if you're Michigan, because Iowa's offense, they shouldn't be able to do much. I wouldn't imagine they're able to do much, so just keep trusting in it, keep pounding at it, and you may eventually start to wear away at what Iowa's trying to do defensively.
The other thing you mentioned, that special teams have been Michigan's strength. Iowa, though, first team all Big Ten kicker. You mentioned their net punting is over 40-plus yards, and they have the first team all Big Ten return specialists in a league with a lot of good return guys. Charlie Jones is a return guy. And Michigan special teams have been pretty good under Jay Harbaugh. The coverage units, like, punt's not an exciting play when you have to punt. But when you keep him in check, that's a win. If special teams and the defense gives Iowa's offense a short field, that's their formula.
Here's something else to look at. Obviously, the game is being played inside. Speed kills when you're playing inside. Michigan has speed to kill, and it's guys that first half of the season, you didn't see him. You saw him in the second half of the season. Donovan Edwards and Andrell Anthony. Both of those guys can run. And you know what Blake Corum can do, and he's going to be healthier this week than he was last week, and certainly more so than the week before when he didn't play. So Michigan's speed guys can get things going, and they have some other receivers that have some speed.
All right, so 248-539-9797. Michigan fans, what concerns you about this game? Let's go to David in Sterling Heights. Hi, David.
Hey, how you guys doing? So
what's
I
up?
Was actually more concerned with the speed on the defensive side of the ball for Indy. In Indy for Iowa. So I think, you know, my biggest fear is Michigan outplays Iowa. However, Iowa keeps the score closer than it should have been, and they win on a fluke type of deal, like they take the ball off the punter's foot and run it back. Something strange like that.
Well, I mean, you know, block punts, there's some stat about block punts that when you block a punt, you win 85% of your game. Somebody I remember hearing it years ago. Yeah, I mean, special teams, you know, if you're an Iowa fan, you're thinking on special teams, win this play, win these plays, win the punt, win the kick return, win the punt rush, all those things. And for Michigan, I mean, they've been strengths this year, but it might be a little bit more about the bottom line. The baseline expectation is survive the special teams play. Don't give up a big
play. Like I said, I think Michigan's going to outplay them, but I think because of the defenses of both teams, the score is not going to be indicative of how Michigan outplayed them.
Well, it could be very close and very low scoring. It could be a lot like the Penn State game.
Well, the over-under is set at 43.5 right now. That calls for a low scoring
game. That is low.
Six touchdowns.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Wayne in Utica. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, guys. What's hey, up? Go Blue. But this isn't my question, but like Vegas or the bet makers, nobody wants to touch this game. And this is what's got me worried. Like, look what happened in Michigan State when they beat us and they went to Purdue. You know, I think of that. And now I think that everybody's talking about Michigan and not Iowa, and that's what bothers me about this game. I mean, I think we can win. I mean, I hope we do, but like this weekend, it seems like Iowa is Michigan this weekend, and we're Ohio State, because everybody's talking about Michigan. How do you guys feel about that?
I think you have a legitimate concern. Look, we have a trivia question for Jansen for tomorrow's pregame show, and I don't know. I mean, John might be listening, but nobody tell him.
You'll take a chance?
Yeah. Nobody tell him.
Jansen, turn off the radio.
Yeah. How many people on Michigan's roster or coaching staff have ever beaten Ohio State in any, like, period? And we know the roster, coaching staff. And if there is one, who is it?
Well, Harbaugh beat them, right?
As a player.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's one more.
Prior to the game. Not Mike Hart.
Mike Hart didn't beat him.
No.
Josh Gattis, when he was the wide receiver coach at
Alabama.
At Penn State.
Or Penn State.
Yep. So you're talking about a matchup that none of these guys have any experience with this. I mean, Harbaugh does. And I actually think that Harbaugh team might have had to go to Hawaii and play one of those games after they beat Ohio State.
Well, that's not.
Remember when Hawaii played an opponent for a 13th game every year, or a 12th game, I guess, back then every year. And Michigan did it twice. Did Michigan State ever do it?
We played at Hawaii.
Hawaii once. Wasn't that the game where there was trash on the field?
And trash for officiating, because the officials always skew towards, I mean, every game at Hawaii. I'm not saying because it's Michigan State. You watch a game. You watch one of those late night games.
I used to all the time.
Watch some of the funkiness that goes on with the officiating.
Anyway, long story short, so Harbaugh might have had to deal with that. I have to go back and look at that. But this is new territory for them. It's new territory for them. So how do you handle it? All these Big Ten title games have been, most of them have been close at the half.
I would think this is different. And if I'm Jim Harbaugh, you're probably feeling pretty confident about this because of what he has done in a playoff atmosphere. This is playoff time. Make no mistake about it. If you don't win, you're not in the playoffs. You're out.
Yep.
So you got to win this. This is a playoff game, just like last week was a playoff game. And Jim Harbaugh doesn't have experience with that necessarily at the college level, but he sure as hell had it at the NFL level. And he went to three straight NFC championship games to San Francisco?
Yep.
So he can call upon that experience and try to rally the troops. I don't think there's going to be much rallying. I think if you focus on – the focus has to be on Iowa all week, and I'm sure they've kept the focus on Iowa all week. But what he can say to pump that team up of what's to come if you win this game, none of that matters. You take it all away if you don't win this week. I think it's an easy sell job for the team. But you're right. These are kids. They're 18 kids. To 22, 23-year-old kids that – you know, they don't process things the same, and there is going to be a challenge to that.
There's a vulnerability there that is, you know, when you get to be a professional a little bit older, it's not as much there.
Yeah, but that was a different team we saw last week that played against Ohio State than we've seen under Jim Harbaugh in years past. And you've talked about that the last several weeks, how this is a different feel to the Michigan team. It's a different Harbaugh, you feel, as well this year.
Harbaugh is different than he was last year. The kids kept saying all year it's a different team, to which I was like, this is nice talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, prove it.
But they actually went out.
They went out and they punched Ohio State in the mouth. They bit kneecaps. They took a hunk. They did all that against Ohio State and left them a bloody mess in the corner.
We're getting texts that Ron Bellamy might have beat him as a player. I'm going to have to go back and look. But maybe he did from his years at Michigan. Was that the Tom Brady team? I think it might have been the Tom Brady team that beat Ohio State. So there's another one.
John Cooper team.
I'm glad I asked this on the air so I could have the correct answer when I talk to Jansen tomorrow about it. But Bellamy might have done it too. I'm trying to find his years at Michigan. Yeah, he might have beat him. I think he did beat him. I think he was with the Brady team. Thank you, listening audience. 248-539-9797. That's another coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.